It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
Well, I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, sexy stories involving anal liquids, Patrick Mitchell's favorite gay porn, licking your penis vagina, and ugly lingerie for ugly women. All this plus your voicemails today on Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You are a faggot.
That's pretty fucked up right there.
Hey guys, Tim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a good one for you. A little strange today. I actually recorded the sideshow portion of today's podcast, the extended part, first, because as I was researching, while I was watching porn videos trying to figure out what to play for you, a pop-up appeared on my computer screen, and it said, "You have a virus," and it very helpfully provided a phone number for me to call so I could get rid of all my viruses that have been infecting my computer. I wasn't aware that my computer was infected, but thankfully, this pop-up warning appeared, and it provided a solution, calling this 800 number. And I talked to a very nice young man, first named Ted. He later changed it to Alan. Ted slash Alan was very helpful and told me for a one-time fee of $499, he can guarantee for the life of my computer, there will be no more viruses. That seems like a good deal, right?
Your applications, and that's how, you know, the computer gets crashed.
Yeah, now I'm looking at the history here. Jim, my nephew Jimmy was on the goddamn computer. He was, like I said, he was on the blacksluts.com. Something called stinkyblackbuttholes.net, rapemychocolatepissflaps.com, ghettovagbusters, but black. Ted slash Alan is familiar with that one site. Fasting blacks, and ethnicsnatch.info. Now, do you know if any of those sites are installing viruses?
Those are?
Yeah,
obviously, sir.
Those obviously are.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, how do I get these things off my computer?
Yes, the first thing I would like to take
I'm still looking at the history here. Turdcravers.com? Okay, I'm going to save it for Sideshow Freaks. One more short clip, though. I have to just let you know, while at first it seems like me and Ted slash Alan get along, things take a turn for the worse about halfway through the 20-minute phone call. Where are you at? Are you in Louisiana? Can you just come here if I get the computer back? Could you take a look at it for me?
No, we cannot. No, we cannot come at your place.
How about this? How about if I fly to goddamn India where you are running your stupid bullshit scams and I jam the computer down your throat, you piece of shit? Believe it or not, he doesn't hang up after that. We talked for another good 5-6 minutes. Mostly yelling. And mostly it was me yelling at him. And singing Like a Virgin to him. I don't know. It just gets really weird. If you want to hear it, sign up for the sideshow. It is on today's extended portion. Now, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, yesterday on the show I played audio of Patrick Mitchell. DV listener Brendan called and spoke to him. And he recorded a little promo, Patrick Mitchell, saying, hey, I'm Patrick Mitchell, you're watching Distorted View. Like, that's wrong. This is an audio podcast. You're supposed to say, I'm Patrick Mitchell, you're listening to Distorted View. But putting that aside, it still took him a good 3 or 4 minutes to get that part down. Take a listen.
But would it be okay if I put my penis inside of yours?
Yeah. It starts with a little sexy talk.
Do you think that's possible?
Yes.
Because, you know, Patrick is retarded. Yeah! Go ahead, put your dick inside my dick hole. Fuck my dick hole. That's basically what Patrick Mitchell is consenting to. I don't know what he's talking about.
Very cool.
Very cool, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay.
Who else do you have to contact today?
I'm going to hang up and watch a gay movie.
No, wait. What is the movie called?
Teens.
It's called Teens?
That sounds a little questionable. How old are these teens?
That's it?
Teens love cock.
I can confirm that teens do in fact love cock. I go to the Starbucks, usually around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, right after the high school gets out, and the Starbucks is just full of teenage girls getting their frappuccinos and chai lattes and shit, right? And all they're talking about, cock. They got cock on the mind. Bunch of cock sluts.
Okay, can you do something for me before you go? Can you say that you're watching Distorted View?
All right, well, Brandon fucked that part up.
I'm watching Distorted.
Oh, no, hold on, wait a second. Can you say, hi, this is Patrick Mitchell, and you're watching Distorted View?
Excuse me. Hi, this is Patrick Mitchell, and I'm watching the...
All right, that's fuck-up number two. It's the second time he messed up. It's like listening to two idiots conversing, or as black people might say, conversating.
Can you say that you're watching Distorted View?
I'm watching...
Oh, I want to punch fucking Brendan in the mouth.
Oh, no, hold on, wait a second. Can you say, hi, this is Patrick Mitchell, and you're watching Distorted View?
Excuse me. Hi, this is Patrick.
What fucking noise was that? You're goody.
And you're watching Distorted View?
Excuse me.
What's that?
Excuse me.
Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, let's get this right, Patrick.
Hi, this is Patrick Mitchell, and I'm watching Distorted View.
No.
No, you have to say you're watching, as in the audience. Can you say, I'm Patrick Mitchell, and you're watching Distorted View?
Why do you say that?
It's for Tim.
Hi, this is Patrick Mitchell, and I'm watching these.
No, not I'm. You have to say...
See, this is another good example of why I think Patrick is really retarded. Like, he's slow.
You're...
How many times does Brent have to say, not... Not me. Don't say I'm watching. Say you're. You are. As in the audience. You are listening. Still can't get it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you say, hi, I'm Patrick Mitchell, and you are watching Distorted View?
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Patrick Mitchell, and I'm watching...
No.
No, not I'm. Don't say I'm.
Okay. Just a second.
Hold on. Where are you going?
My hernia just popped out.
All right, his hernia popped out. He has to take 5 here. What the fuck is going on? All right, he's got to pop his hernia back in or something.
On my stomach.
Oh.
Your hernia?
Yeah, on my stomach.
Brendan, now would be a good time to ask a follow-up question.
Do you have to fix that?
Yeah, I had to get up for a minute.
When you say I'm watching Distorted View, you have to say you're watching Distorted View. So say, Hi, I'm Patrick Mitchell, and you're watching Distorted View.
Hi, I'm Patrick Mitchell, and you're watching Distorted View.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandon and Patrick Mitchell, once again. Okay. Finally, before we move along, I did want to mention that Raymond, our good friend Raymond, is back with a new video. He contacted me directly and said, would you please talk about this on your show? I said, absolutely. Raymond has started something called Project Madness. In the video, it looks like he's in his garage, walks into frame wearing an all-blue outfit, like a deep blue, almost purplish pants and matching long sleeve top. He looks like some sort of cult member. Then he just stands there for a few seconds. Come on.
Break your trance. Free your mind from controllers, assets, and life. If you see something.
Like what? If I see something.
Not right.
Oh.
Take action immediately in your community.
I think Raymond is setting up a countrywide neighborhood watch where, you know, if you see something suspicious going down, you gotta tell people immediately.
And do it now.
Eventually, he goes back into his house where we can hear him a little better.
You gotta fight and have power and life.
I said we could hear him better. Can't understand him any better.
To achieve beauty. To achieve success.
Beauty, success.
The mad dog.
Mad dog.
The mad dog. The time dog. The time.
Time dog.
Is the biggest dog in the fight. In the fight.
Time is the biggest dog in the fight. I'm sorry, I'm just writing all this down.
And with that fight, you gotta take courage. And you gotta take what you wanna do with yourself. And have beauty. And have.
I don't mean to criticize here, but I feel the banjo music in the background is kinda taken away from your message. You know, you're trying to speak very powerfully here. I've never heard presidents or governors or senators, you know, members of Congress. I've never heard them speak with hee-haw playing in the background.
It's beauty to know what's right and to know what's wrong. And to needs to have combative psychopathic entities. And needs to be love.
Music just keeps getting louder and louder.
But it's like this.
Lay it down. Give it to me straight.
Before yours is off, we have to say, we have to enter the mad dog equation. The mad dog. The mad
e
dog.
Equals MC Wolf.
And you have to see what that mad dog equation is. Is it a mad dog? Or a Pomeranian? Or a happy Pomeranian?
That explains nothing about Project Madness. The video goes on for another 7 minutes. I urge you all to check it out. I guess you can search for Raymond on YouTube. Or check out Raymond's website at raymega.wordpress.com. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, Sextastic Tuesday, of course, is a dumb bit where I find real pieces of internet erotica to share with you. Yesterday, I introduced you to Nick Bate. A very real, very disturbed individual. I'm not going to go into his whole backstory today. Just listen to yesterday's program. Nick has written a few sex stories, and I've picked one out to read for you today. This is called The Meadow, in which Anna and Nick... This is an alternate reality where Anna and Nick are married. They're consenting adults, and It's still a little creepy because I think there's incest involved. I think in the story they're still related, like brother and sister, but somehow they're married. Again, they're both of legal age in this story. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, let's get into it. This is The Meadow. Our story begins as Nick awoke one morning, laying in the flowers beside his sleeping wife. Because they live in the meadow, I guess. They're homeless. His arms were wrapped around her, and hers around him. Nick lovingly gazed at his beautiful meadow princess. She lay on her side, face buried in his shoulder and buttocks pushed outward as if she was in a semi-fetal position. It wasn't long before Anna, too, awoke from her sleep. While still asleep, she stretched her arms and legs and, to her horror, passed gas very loudly. Realizing what she had done, she quickly became alert and at the same time embarrassed. Her face turned bright red, her eyes widened, and she unknowingly held on to Nick tighter. Nick smiled and stroked her hair. "It's all right. I like it when you fart." That's something I don't want anyone to ever whisper to me. "Shh, it's okay. I like it when you fart." Anna, relieved, loosened her grip on him and, for no particular reason, began stroking his erect penis. She slowly and sensually massaged it, which aroused them both. Anna sat up, leaned forward, and put her lips on the tip of his penis. She then began sliding up and down his entire penis, again, very slowly. She did it very soft and rhythmically, as if it were not simply a meaningless sex act, but a sign of her love for him. With each repetition, she made sure to wet it with her saliva. She knew that Nick liked it wet. The way she leaned forward exposed her anus, and Nick salivated on his finger before sliding it in and out of her. Other than this, Nick lay completely motionless, eyes closed, basking in the love he felt emanating from Anna. Now, I'm going to start skipping around here and, you know, going past the boring parts. All right, Anna's fellatio and Nick's anal fingering both followed the same rhythm. They continued to involuntarily pleasure each other for an unknown amount of time, and indeed, they may have kept going forever had Anna not once again released flatulence quite loudly. They abruptly stopped, snapped back into their minds. Nick's penis and finger were both still inside Anna, but all motion had stopped. Then, without words, the two agreed to take a break to allow Anna to more properly relieve herself. They walked together into the forest and found a spot for Anna to defecate in. She squatted down in front of Nick, you know, sexily, who was kneeling and leaning in to get a closer look at her anus. If only he had a monocle. It slowly dilated as the feces pushed its way out. The suspense nearly killed him. I mean, we all know what's going to happen here. Oh, the butt's opening. I wonder what's going to happen next. All right, he's going to shed, of course. All right, the suspense nearly killed him as the tip entered his view while emerging from her anus. The few seconds seemed like hours as the contents of her bowel slowly slid out from the lower opening of her alimentary canal. He knows all the shit-related terminology. It has to do with poop or butts. He knows what he's talking about. All right, whatever. It slid out of the lower opening of her alimentary canal. I may be mispronouncing that. Her anus widening more and more in the process. Once finally released, the feces dropped to the ground beneath her. Anna let out a sigh of relief and even shivered a bit from how wonderful it felt. Nick was occupied with staring at the majesty that lay on the grass before him. Majesty. Songs should be written about this thing. All right. He made keen observations on the size, quite large for such a slender girl, and consistency of the waist that his sweet angel had just excreted. He clenched it in his fist to examine it better. It was neither too firm nor too soft. It's the shit Goldilocks would eat. No corn-like chunks were present. He was able to mold it as if it were silly putty. He was very impressed with what a fine job she had done, so impressed that he began masturbating with it still in his hands, using it as lubricant. Again, if you haven't listened to yesterday's show, I play a clip where he actually masturbates with his own shit. It's not just fantasy. Disturbingly, it is fact. All right, so he starts masturbating with the shit. right? He's using it as lubricant. While trying to spread it all over his penis, he noticed his clearly irritated wife impatiently waiting for him to fulfill his duties. Since they had no material possessions, you know, because they live in the meadow, the two had to come up with an alternative to toilet paper. Anna allowed Nick to cleanse her using his tongue, while Nick generally lets himself air dry. Again, that's what he does in real life because he's afraid of water. He air dries his asshole, which means he doesn't clean his asshole. You cannot make this shit up. All right, so he quickly remembered this and stopped masturbating so he could spread her cheeks apart with both hands. Anna didn't mind or even notice that he had gotten feces on her. Nick held her cheeks apart, placed his tongue on her anus. He licked it thoroughly, following no particular pattern. Up, down, side to side, around and around, in and out. The snowplow method? I don't know. He was careful to completely cleanse it. When he finished, not a speck of feces remained. On her ass, it's all over your tongue and mouth. You probably look like a 3-year-old birthday boy after giving a piece of cake. Then they start kissing and making out, which is gross considering where his tongue was just at. Although his love for her overpowered his sexual desire, the sight of her anus drove him crazy, and he craved anal sex. He quickly kissed Anna back and requested anal intercourse. "Of course, dear," she squealed. She bent over and wrapped her arms around a tree for support. Nick used his still feces-covered hand to guide his penis into her anus. Once it was in, he began slowly thrusting his pelvis while placing his soiled hand on her shoulder and the other on a butt cheek. "That feels so good, sweetie," she said in a daze. She closed her eyes and relaxed, just as Nick had done when she fellated him. Nick continued thrusting for a few minutes and then suddenly and without warning slid out of her anus. This caused a great sensation in the nerve endings of her anus that sent a chill down her spine. That is when Nick asked her to suck his dick. And of course she said, okay, whatever. The first time Nick asked her to taste her own anal fluids, she was disgusted and refused. But he continued asking on a regular basis, trying to wear her down. And she finally agreed, okay, I'll taste my anal juices. I'm sorry, fluids. She finally agreed to do it one time just to shut him up. To her surprise, she actually liked the taste. And soon, it's not just anal fluid. It's like, it's full-on shit dick is what you're going to be sucking. Whatever. To her surprise, she actually liked the taste and soon became addicted to it. One might say she's a crack addict. Okay, I'll shut up. Once again, she realized she didn't mind. While she didn't necessarily like it, she also didn't dislike it. After a few minutes, they switched back to having anal sex. Nick thrusted slowly and rhythmically at first, but gradually sped up until he felt a tingling in his penis. The sensation quickly grew more and more extreme. It was coming. In his last few seconds, he thrusted even faster and harder while clenching his prostate to prolong the sensation. Finally, it exploded, and he ejaculated inside of her anus. At the same moment, Anna too achieved an orgasm. It's funny how that always happens in these stories. They're always coming at the same time. Her cum ran down Nick's legs, and his trickled out of her anus and down her vagina before dripping onto the ground. And then they just cuddle, and that's pretty much the end of that story. Can't top anal fluids, that's for sure. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for March 24th, 2015, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. They've been a great sponsor over the years, very supportive. I urge you all to check them out. And while you're over there at Adam and Eve, use coupon code FREAK. Because let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. 10 free gifts. First, you're going to receive a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you're going to get 6 full-length movies on DVD. Now, that's 9 free gifts right there. What's number 10? Free shipping on your entire order. All you have to do is go to AdamandEve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. You'll get all 10 free gifts. Go to AdamandEve.com today, select one item, get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREAK. That's F-R-E-A-K at AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. it's a great time to sign up for the sideshow, support this stupidity, become a true and honorable freak. I try to say it on every extended show and exclusive program, but I really have to thank all of my sideshow members because they are the reason this show continues. If you want to sign up and support this thing, it's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. It's even cheaper if you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, or yearly membership. Brings the price down to like $5-something a month. Very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Thousands of shows to listen to. I've been doing this for 10 years now. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one I have for you today, and exclusive shows like the one I have for you tomorrow, and another one on Friday. So you get a lot of content every week. Today we've got that great phone call to India, talking to my new best friend Ted/Allen. He was my friend for a while, then things took a very serious and unfortunate turn. He was trying to help me clear all my viruses on my computer, like I mentioned at the top of the show. So if you want to hear that, sign up for the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I was just talking about sexy lingerie from Adam and Eve, and did you know that some women are pissed off at how sexy lingerie is? Now, here's the thing. No one is forcing women to buy lingerie. You can buy fucking granny panties if you want to. Feminist Hyatt Rachi, a pretty name, says she's fed up with lingerie that objectifies and sexualizes the female body. That's what lingerie is supposed to do. That's like saying, I'm sick and tired of microwave ovens that cook things. Why, when you put food in a microwave, does it get so hot, you know? Because that's its intended purpose, you stupid bitch. All right, whatever. Feminist Hyatt Rachi says she's fed up with lingerie. And by the way, Riot Hachi or Hyatt Rachi, whatever the fuck her name is fat, naturally. Feminist Hyatt Rachi, how many times am I going to say that stupid name? Says she's fed up with lingerie that objectifies and sexualizes the female body and is launching a brand of more conservative lingerie to counter the issue with the help of Kickstarter. I really don't understand this at all. Lingerie is basically... I mean, I just went through this. Sexy underwear. Rachi's Neon Moon collection plans to release its first line titled Mondeo? I probably butcher that. Which is free of wiring or cleavage-boosting padding and is designed for women of all body types, including women who embrace pubic leg and underarm hair. In other words, Neon Moon will be about as risque as it sounds. Instead of succumbing to the body-shaming, sexualized, and objectifying lingerie on the market, I use my frustration to start my own brand. I look forward to Neon Moon's bankruptcy in the next 6 to 12 months. She was only looking to raise like $7,000 on Kickstarter, and she did reach her goal. I'll give her that. This is a quote from her. Not everything is about being sexy. No, not everything, but lingerie... That's one thing that's supposed to be sexy. Not everything is about being sexy or being objectified for the male gaze. I found it difficult to find a lingerie brand that shared the same ethos as myself. Empowerment, body confidence, and the non-objectification of women. The new line of undergarments, which has antibacterial properties, is fashioned strictly from sustainable bamboo fabric, I'm sure that's comfortable, because lace and satin mold to the wearer's body, which might highlight curves. Which is a big no-no. I thought you were supposed to be proud of your body, curves and all. Bitch. All right, she handpicked her models for the brand, women who sport healthier, fatter, natural bodies, so unshaven, basically, hairy, fat women, rather than the standard fashion models. Actress Zooey Deschanel helped by sharing an article of the lingerie brand. The feel of cotton... the fabric of my knife. All right, yeah, she shared an article about the brand with her 6 million followers on Facebook, which helped with the buzz. You know how many backers she had? Like 180. So those 6 million people following Zooey Deschanel on Facebook didn't give a fuck, by and large. All right, so there you go. According to Rachi, she says, feminist lingerie is not a privilege, it's a right. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing. What do I know? What do I care about lingerie? All right, second story we have for you today. A South Florida man. Oh, no.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, a South Florida man says he was always embarrassed by the size of his penis. Who's not, right? Am I right, guys? So he did something to fit his personality. He just had the whole fucking cock removed. Like, look, it's small to begin with. I'm sick of looking at it. Whatever. The man, who uses the name Gelding, naturally, describes himself as a submissive bear and says he has great sex. A man with no penis is having great sex? I hate my fucking life. All right, it all began... Now people with no cocks are having better sex than me. It all began when he was in high school. You see, a bully on the football team teased him for having a baby face. Not a baby cock, mind you. He said, you have a man's equipment... Oh, there we go. And you're still a boy. Wait a second. Wait, what? To me, that sounds like... He has an okay-sized penis. Like, oh, look, you got man's equipment, but you're still a boy. You got a baby face. And then he squeezed my balls in the shower. Okay? It became a fetish thing where I would do sort of more self-destructive things with them, like putting rubber bands around them and needles through the balls and whatnot. It's a progression, which a lot of guys go through. Really? It's something that works on them, and they say, well, how about if we just have them off? Then I won't be bothered by this constant urge to hurt them. But you like to hurt them. You know, like, that's how you like to get off. So if you remove it, you're not going to be able to do it anymore. All right, in 1991, he tried to castrate himself. He numbed his scrotum with ice water, tied off his ball sack with rubber bands, and then cut off about two-thirds with a kitchen knife. He drove himself to an emergency room shortly after, and doctors stitched his scrotum up. 3 years later, he tried to become a eunuch again. He got an underground cutter to assist him. Once again, he ended up in the ER. On the way there, though, his balls fell off. In 2011, Gelding then had his penis removed. And now, all that's left is sort of a hole which allows him to pee, but can't be penetrated. Unfortunately. To this day, Gelding is very happy with the choices he made and says he's still enjoying sex. Guys who are aroused by my situation are very aroused. This one guy, he likes to go down on me. How does that work? He's a bi guy, and he said he does this with his girlfriend. So he goes down there and starts licking me, and he just loves that idea. He loves the idea that I have a hairy chest and what is to him a very tiny vagina that he can't fuck, but he can lick, and he enjoys being the male role. He also has a straight guy. Quit bragging, okay? You're getting a lot of sex. I've even got a straight guy here in town who likes to fuck me because I don't have any male genitals, and he doesn't feel threatened by that. But the question is, can he orgasm? With ejaculation, he says, just before you reach the peak, all the fluid is there at the base of the penis, and right before orgasm happens, it's the urethra that acts like a rail gun and expels the semen. So when you don't use the penis, there's no force behind it. It just flows out. So when he comes, he just dribbles. But whatever, he likes it. More power to him. Final story we have for you today. You know, according to Pat Robertson, there are just so many ways you could become possessed by a demon. Like, even going to the Goodwill and getting some used clothing and putting that on. Like, putting on an old t-shirt. If it has an evil spirit attached to it, you are fucked. Well, now, children who eat evil crisps will be possessed by demons, according to one priest. Children who eat Cheetos... They're Cheetos with faces of vampires and skeletons have been told they're being nourished by demons. The Cheetos snack brand has been attacked by a Catholic website for glamorizing the occult. It's for Halloween, probably. Writing for the right-wing religious website Fronda.pl, an anonymous author wrote a post warning against the snack, saying, "Parents, be aware of demonic crisps. Demons, skeletons, and vampires? Oh my. These are the new variants of Cheeto snacks, all under the guise of innocent family fun." All right, have you ever seen Cheetos when they try to do shapes? They all end up looking like blobs. I can't tell a vampire from a werewolf from a mummy. Even fucking basic shapes, you know, Lucky Charms. Half the time I can't figure out what those marshmallows are supposed to look like. Shapes can't possess you. Good God, people are stupid. A spokesman for the publication said, "We view these crisps as dangerous, as by eating them, children will be nourished by demons." But the crisp brand has hit back, suggesting a fuss has been made of nothing. A spokesman, yes, they had to reach out to a Cheetos spokesman for a comment. Yes, a spokesman for Cheetos said the Cheetos Monsters range in Poland was inspired by all things spooky, but fun. And we're surprised to hear that other links have been suggested. Polish priest Father Slomir Kostrzua last year caused controversy by saying the toy Lego represented a world of death. That's one way to advertise your product. Lego, a world of death. And that their zombie and monster fighter minifigures, they're called minifigs, could lead children to the dark side. In 2013, another Polish priest, Father Paul Popelnicki, slammed Hello Kitty and My Little Pony for being creations of the devil. My Little Pony, really? Hello Kitty? That's even more outrageous. Hello, I don't even think Hello Kitty speaks. How could she command you to pray to the Dark Lord Satan? All right, whatever. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. So many ways to contact me. If you have some funny audio, video, maybe a news story, email me, show@distortedview.com. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and on Twitter, @distortedview. We also have another Twitter account, @extremedv, all one word. That's for, you know, not safe for work links and, you know, X-rated pictures and video and stuff like that. All right, let's check in with my freaks now on the voicemail line.
Oh, hey. Tim, this is Sideshow member Popeye Doyle. And you know what? I have continued thinking about this McDonald's thing. I know last time I was talking about how they should serve breakfast all day.
I agree. I
thought of something else that would get me in there.
I have been wanting a McGriddle. Do they still sell those? I don't know how the McGriddles were doing in sales-wise, but I've been wanting one really bad. And I just haven't been able to get to McDonald's before they stop serving breakfast. I did a week or two ago during the weekend. I got breakfast at Steak and Shake, and they've got these pancake sandwiches, but it's not the same thing.
You know what? Do you remember when they switched over from deep fried apple pies to
yes.
the shitty oven baked apple pies?
People are very upset about the apple pie situation at McDonald's.
That I think they should go back to the deep fried apple pies. And what reminded me...
I was a big fan of the holiday pies, and they didn't do them this last year, around here anyway. That was very upsetting.
Is you can get something very similar at Taco Bell. The caramel empanada is a close approximation. Obviously, it has caramel in there. But the deep-fried pie crust is great. And if McDonald's brought back the deep-fried apple pies...
Have you guys tried the Taco Bell app? It seems a little convoluted to me. I didn't really like it when I used it. Because the idea is you order your food with the app, right? And you pay on the app. Then you go to the Taco Bell and you hit a button on your phone, or it gives you a number, and then you're supposed to relay that number to the person inside the Taco Bell, and then they make you the food. So it's not like they make you the food beforehand. I don't know. It just seems really weird. It's just a way of, like, paying with the app, I guess.
I would definitely go in there every day and buy one. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, I don't really remember the apple pie. I mean, I had the apple pie prior to them changing it, but not a lot. Like, it was a long time ago, and so I don't really remember much difference. I will say this, though. I went to McDonald's. I feel like such a fat ass talking about McDonald's so much. I really don't go to McDonald's very often. But I went and I just wanted a little snack. And I was like, oh, I want McDonaldland cookies. Apparently they stopped selling those about five to 7 years ago. That tells you how often I go to McDonald's. But I was upset because McDonaldland cookies, those were pretty tasty.
Hey, Tim, this is Brandon from New York. I want to give a random update regarding how us streets wipe. I thought it was relevant because I am currently working with disabled students with disabilities. I was with a 18-year-old Asian kid in the bathroom helping him toilet, and I realized that we wipe the same way, him and I. We bend all the way the hell over. And reach your hand underneath and wipe back front
You're doing
it
wrong.
I thought you'd find them interesting.
You wipe like a mongoloid.
Did you go to Timmy Pooh Haley's Comet calling up?
Oh.
On a recent episode of Distorted View, you introduced...
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm actually kind of excited that Haley's Comet calling. I'm happy to hear from him. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Did you go to Timmy...
By the way, I've got some really sad news to report. That one of my listeners passed away, and they were a Sideshow member. And I got a message from someone in their family saying that, you know, he passed away there. I guess their quarterly membership was coming up, and they're like, hey, can you cancel this membership or whatever? And I didn't know this guy. His name was Josh. And I never talked to him. I went through all my emails. You know, I searched his email address and everything just to make sure he was a Sideshow member and he had, you know, whatever. And it's just this weird thing where you just see all of the payments he made. Over, I mean, he's been a member for 4 or 5 years, and he's purchased a bunch of stuff from the Distorted View store. But he's one of these people I've never spoken to. He never, I don't think he ever called into the voicemail line. So it's just sort of sad. And it made me just really think about how most of the people who listen to the show never really reach out and call the voicemail line or whatever. So to all you silent freaks out there, thank you for supporting this stupidity. Yes, go on now. Now, after I talked all about the dead freak, make your point.
Who Haley's Comet calling up? On a recent episode of Distorted View, you introduced us to the band Fit for Rivals. I checked them out on Amazon, got their CD, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And my youngest son, he's a little over a month old now, he's also enjoying it as well. It actually helps him relax and puts him to sleep. That's not a criticism of the album, by the way. I will often doze off to Ozzy Osbourne myself, so using metal as a lullaby is something that kind of runs in the male line in my family.
Oh, well, I'm glad to help you out there. Your parenting.
Thank you, Tim. It's such a member, Allie. I'm really excited about this idea of yours to have a bunch of different versions of Carbon Chaperone on
yes.
CD.
I mentioned this on the Sideshow exclusive program maybe a couple weeks ago when I was sick. And I was thinking, you know what? As soon as I get better, I am going to finish Carbon Chaperone and get it out there. And I also wanted you guys to make your own versions of Carbon Chaperone after I release it. Kind of like how Corey did the acoustic version and shit. Haven't done it yet, but it is on my agenda. I really do want to finish Carbon Chaperone.
That's on iTunes or whatever. I just really, really need you to actually do this.
Okay.
That would be so amazing. I'm so excited. I would definitely buy it.
Wow.
Please follow through with this. Anyways, I love you regardless. Yep.
I will not forget to do that. As a matter of fact, maybe this week I'll try to work on some lyrics. Thank you guys, all of you who have called in the voicemail line and continue to do so. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Oh, God.
Kings love cock.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It's so very important. As a matter of fact, a new listener just messaged me on Facebook, and I asked him how he found out about the show or how he heard about it, and he said, I didn't really hear about it. I just looked on the iTunes charts, and I was looking for new comedy shows. So that's how people are finding us. Rate us, review us. Make sure to subscribe in iTunes to the Distorted View feed. It really does help us out. If you're Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Again, tomorrow I have an exclusive show for paying members. The next time I will see you, if you are non-paying freaks, will be on Thursday. So be on the lookout for a new show then. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive
AIDS.
All you have to do is
pump that cock in and out. Just stick it in the hole and fuck it.
And then easy register on the next page. So what are you waiting for? Claim your free
AIDS
now. And once again, congratulations.
Pervert.